Hello, my name is Justin Hoag. I am a student in the Data Analytics 2 cohort at night, which means I work during the day and do analytics at night.
Right. That's been a long 6 months.
It has been a long 6 months. I've been working two jobs doing this, and my wife's been pregnant, so it's been a lot of fun. My project is looking at each state's investment in student education K through 12 and how that relates to the GDP per capita of that state.
Okay. We'll talk through that here in just a moment, but to sort of kick things off, what were you doing before NSS? How did you decide you wanted to make this career change?
I kind of decided to do this. Probably I started a transition about 3 years ago. I've been working in hospice and in hospitals as wearing a variety of hats, mostly at the same time, a bereavement coordinator, volunteer coordinator, and spiritual care coordinator. And I had just probably about 2-3 years ago started getting into analytics and looking at data and research, and started messing around with Tableau and things like that. And it drew me in, and I just decided it was time to kind of make a transition in my career and my life. And I was real excited about doing it. And then I discovered Nashville Software School and talked to some people who work in the industry who had good things to say about them. And so I enrolled.
And here you are. You did it. Yeah. It's been a long journey, but you made it. And now I'm excited to hear about what your project was all about, starting with what it is and then how you built it.
Yeah. Okay. So my project is looking at, as I said, how much we invest per student in education K through 12. So I pulled down data sets from the Department of Education, a research think tank that works with the government called SSTI, and other places, the BEA.gov, which is Bureau of Employment. And kind of got data from them, and I just pulled down data sets, found the right ones, put them in Python and cleaned them up, turned them into Excel sheets, CSVs, and put them into Tableau. And a little bit of it, I had to do some web scraping from a government site to get some of the information. And then I did that through Python as well. And I organized all of it in the presentation and a lot of the comparisons within Tableau itself.
When you think about the last 6 months and learning that skill set, I'm curious, with this particular project, did you find any interesting stories from the data or insights that you were able to uncover by going through this whole process?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot. One of the things that happens when you go through data like this is there's these anomalies, these like states where the GDP to invest student investment is off. And one of the things I discovered, you know, as you're going through this, you discover why they're off. And that information is always interesting. So like Utah was off because they have the highest child per capita rate in the country. A place like Colorado is off because they have so many people with high-paying jobs moving in, even though they don't invest as much in education. And then just seeing the rate, you know, all the data I have basically argues that the more you invest in education K through 12, the more your people are going to make, the better they're going to perform in school altogether. So I thought that whole process, as you know, you pull down this data, you're not sure what it's going to say, and then to see it say something kind of consistent and clearly like that was great, other than a few, you know, places like Utah.
It's all connected.
Yeah, it is. It is. It was very interesting.
Put all the information, all the data together. So when you start to now think about the future and what you're aiming for next and what you're excited about doing, what does that look like for you? What are you looking for? I would love to hear you share a little about that.
Well, I mean, right now coming out of software school, I feel confident in my abilities to do data analytics, to learn this information. But my real goal right now is to get into a place where I can learn, where I can develop data analytics skills, where I can do the data analytics work. So working with SQL and Python and Tableau, Power BI, Excel, to draw data, to grow my ability, and a place that offers opportunities to upskill and continue to have kind of a good career path.
Good deal. Well, I think that is all right on, and you're on the right path, right? So thanks so much for sharing a little about your story and what you've been learning and the excitement you have for what you're looking for next.
Yeah, it's great talking to you, and I am excited about the future.